This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Tonight from 9, The Tom Robinson Show.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
At 6, The Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show. Right now, it's Errol Alkin.
We'll be right back.
Welcome. You're listening to Six Music. It's 3 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. If you're tuning in, expecting to hear the dulcet tones of Giles Peterson and his beautiful music, well, he's actually away. He's away for the next 3 weeks, and he has handed over his decks and microphone and his show to myself, Errol Alkin, and also Forte and the Black Madonna, who will be coming up over the next couple of weeks. So if you don't know who I am, or you didn't actually manage to catch any of my shows earlier this year when I filled in for Giles for 3 weeks, well, I'm Errol Alkin. I am a DJ, producer, and a few things in between. And I have been kindly invited by Six Music to come and play records, I suppose things that I play in clubs, or records that I like from now, from the past and from beyond. And I hope that you're going to stay with me for the next 3 hours, because we've got some fantastic, fantastic music. I'll tell you more about what we've got coming up after this next track, which if some of you had tuned into my deputisation or sit-in for Giles earlier this year, I played this one record, which I mistakenly recorded in at the wrong speed, and I thought it sounded awesome, and a lot of other people agreed. But there's actually another record that does that as well, but this is Baldelli used to play this quite a lot. It's from 1981, it's Growl Zone, it's called Film 2, and it's fantastic. If you don't know it, then enjoy this, lap it up, and stay with me. I'm Errol Alkin, this is Six Music, thank you.
Six Music.
What a great ending to a great track. That was Zongerman's re-edit of Johnny Harris's Odyssey, which originally came out in 1980 and was re-edited by Zongerman in 2005. Certainly I used to play it out quite a lot, and I'd happily play out again. But the reason I'm actually playing that is because I saw somewhere in my Facebook feed from some friends that Zongerman has new music coming. Big fan of Zongerman, like I'm sure many of you are. If you aren't, do check his music out, old and new. I'm sure it's all wonderful. It's all great stuff. Anyway, so before that, you would have heard Grauzone Film 2 at 33 RPM as Baldelli used to play, and try listening to it at 45 and it sounds quite strange, actually. And underneath me right now is a fantastic new record by a brilliant artist who some of you, I'm sure, actually many of you are probably really familiar with. She releases on DFA Records, goes by the name of Planning to Rock. This is brand new on her album, which is coming out, I think, at the end of this month. It's called Beulah Loves Dancing.
Back in the 80s, both me and my sister got given personal Walkmans. And it was a really big thing, I mean, for both of us, but it was especially a big thing for my sister. She loved house music, and listening to stations in Manchester would make her own house mixtapes from the radio and would listen to them obsessively. When she could make her own cassettes and play them over and over, she would dance endlessly in her bedroom. Upstairs dancing, I'd be downstairs watching telly with my mum and dad. I must have been about 13, yeah. And I kid you not, the whole house will be shaking. But it's not a big house. And especially banging was the living room door. And my dad would sit there. And he tried to be as patient as he could. But there'd be a point where he'd look over at my mum and he'd be like, Janet, I gotta go up and say something. And my mum would look at him and she'd be like, don't you say a word.
Planning to Rock, Beulah Loves Dancing on DFA Records, coming very, very soon. Looking forward to hearing the whole album. Big fan of Planning to Rock. Anyway, so we're going to take a little break for a few seconds, and we're going to be right back after this with a fantastic track by Can. Stay tuned. I'm Errol Arkin, sitting in for Giles Peterson, and you're listening to BBC Six Music.
Hope you're feeling groovy, because now it is time.
The Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
That'll be me. I've got this idea that I thought we'd get together and go 6, 7, 8, 9, bam. Banging tunes cranked up to the max. Heavy, heavy slices of funk. Dripping with soul. Can Saturday night get any better? Kick back and enjoy the vibes. Bumpty, bumpty, bump indeed. Just love this tune. These little drops of sunshine support your funk and soul. Getting ready to party. This is the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
Tonight from 6.
We'll make it funky.
BBC Radio 6.
Music.
The lateness of the hour, laughing while turning. in the sky at night. And it's sad to say, you won't shine so bright someday. When they're through with you, I bet you've seen the love we made that covers all ballet. I wonder if you might be mine, a shroud like that someday.
That was Canned Heat, Poor Moon, and before that was Fall of Another Year by Can. That was No Way Trying to Be Too Smart by playing two bands with very, very similar names. It just happened that way. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying what you're hearing so far. Stay with me for the next 2.5 hours, where there'll be much more great music, I promise you. So, I'm Aaron Alkin, sitting in for Giles Peterson, and here is the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3.30, I'm Nikki Cardwell. Four people, including a one-year-old boy, have died in Sheffield after the people carrier they were travelling in was hit by a car being chased by police. Three men have been arrested. Simon Jones is following the story.
Of the seven people inside the people carrier, we know that four of them died. Two men and a woman died at the scene. A one-year-old boy was rushed to hospital but was pronounced dead in hospital. The three other people inside the people carrier, there were two women, they were taken to hospital. One is in a serious but stable condition, another is in a critical condition. There was also a three-year-old girl who was taken to hospital. We're told she has life-threatening injuries, so a very, very serious crash here.
A day after resigning from the cabinet over Theresa May's Brexit strategy, the former Transport Minister Joe Johnson has hinted that more ministers could do the same. Mr Johnson said many of his colleagues were thinking very hard. Police are appealing for witnesses to a suspected acid attack in Edinburgh last night. A 37-year-old woman was left with serious burns after a corrosive substance was thrown in her face as she opened the door. Officers believe the attack was targeted. Home Secretary Sajid Javid has announced that 29 projects in England and Wales are to share almost £18 million to try to deter young people from crime and being exploited by gangs. Mr Javid says he is listening to the police's concerns.
They will talk about resourcing, of course they do. They talk about policing numbers, of course they do. But they also talk about having the right powers, you know, using some of the powers that are there, making them feel more confident, for example, using stop and search powers. So there's a whole host of things that need to be we need to make sure are being used. And much of that is happening because of the serious violence strategy that the government already has set in place.
And one of the key commemorations to mark 100 years since the end of the First World War is taking place in Compiègne, north of Paris. 70 world leaders will be taking part in this weekend's events. Six Music News, there'll be more in an hour.
Six Music, now on BBC Sounds.
Six Music. Thank you.
was, of course, Metal by Gary Numan. Actually, sampled that about 10 years ago. I made a track out of that and never released it. But if you're listening, Gary, thanks for clearing it. It was really kind of you. It might actually still sound quite good, so I might go back to it. Anyway, underneath me is another fantastic synth pop record that I've been playing a lot of recently. And maybe some of you know, maybe some of you don't, but I suppose this is the whole point of radio, it's discovery, and I hope you're discovering some good music today. Anyway, this is, I'm going to try to pronounce this properly, Oppenheimer Analysis and the Devil's Dancers. Okay, stay tuned with me. I'm Errol Alkant, sitting in for Joss Peterson. You're listening to BBC Six Music.
The future's here. Dance with us, we're the devil's dancers, swinging all the answers. Dance with us, dance with us, we're the devil's dancers, swinging all the answers. Dance with us, dance with us. All the radon daughters wonder what they taught us, making up our status, that's our only traitors. Dance with us, we're the devil's dancers, swinging all the answers. Dance with us, dance with us. Dance with us until your head is spent, work it out until the light event. Come with us, dance with us. Come with us, romance with us.
May the Circle Remain Unbroken by the 13th Floor Elevators, and before that was something brand new by Coldbeat called Jennifer, which is either out now or coming very, very soon. I think it's out now on Dark Entries. We're coming up for a little break, and then I will be back after this. I hope you enjoyed the music so far. This is Errol Alkin sitting in for Giles Peterson on BBC Six Music. See you in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this particular time...
Six Music.
I'm Iggy Pop. I'm still at it.
I could probably just keep it down here and not get too interested or excited. Part of my role as a DJ on a responsible outlet is to keep it cool.
Whoa!
This is Iggy Pop.
Twisting, turning, probing. He wanders far afield. I know you're gonna love it. Just open up your head and listen. Ah, yeah.
Iggy Confidential.
For something completely different, this is The Confidential Show.
Available now on the BBC Sounds app.
the person you'd like to be. Describe your personal dress, your home, your automobile, your desired occupation, and income. Be honest. Now, go even deeper. Describe the inner person you'd like to be. Let your mind run wild. Assume you can become anything you desire. The fact is, you will become the person you honestly describe. You can't avoid it. Imagination of who you want to become. Constantly hold this visual in your mind's eye. See yourself performing and responding like a champion. Feel the confidence and courage that radiate from this type of person. Persistent in applying them.
Make it happen, 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 make it happen.
Person you'd like to be.
It's you.
Good luck, success. Thank you.
playing under me right now is a track called Jamarico, I believe. It's by it was a re-edit by Alex Glore, who is one half of In Flagranti, who are a fantastic kind of cosmic disco duo based out of between Switzerland and Hackney, from what I remember, if they're still in their respective places. Anyway, they make fantastic records, re-edits and quite inspired remixes, and worth checking out if you like what you're hearing right now. And before that, you heard Will Powers' Adventures in Success, taken from the album called Dancing for Mental Health. Very, very interesting record, made under a pseudonym, a lady by the name of Lynn, I think. I'm not sure, that was what the rumour was. Worth checking out as well. Some fantastic production on that record, so I'm a big, big fan of. Anyway, we are about to hit the top of the hour, and we have some more fantastic music over the next 2 hours, so stay with me. I am Errol Alcant, sitting in for Giles Peterson here on BBC Six Music. Stay tuned.
This is BBC Radio 6
Music.
Thank you.
bébé. Oye, l'ikébé. Oye, l'ikébé. Nabila na sata l'ikébé. Oye, l'ikébé. Oye, l'ikébé. Oye, l'ikébé. Nabila na sata l'ikébé. Oye, l'ikébé. Oye, l'ikébé. Oye, l'ikébé. Nabila na sata l'ikébé. Oye, l'ikébé. Oye, l'ikébé. Oye, l'ikébé. Nabila na sata l'ikébé.
Is Francis Bebe Nagoma Ikembe, a completely otherworldly sounding record, absolutely mind-blowing the first time I heard that. And before that, something quite recent, James Holden, very, very talented electronic producer, with Malem Huzam Gania, and that track is called Baba Hamuda. And before was something from Portugal, Niagara, track 2042. That has just come out very, very recently. I'm going to go straight into another record. It's a quite old one, this one, but something that I love, and I'm sure many of you do as well. This is Rocket USA, Suicide. Rocket USA by Suicide. Almost halfway through the show. My name is Errol Arkin. I'm here sitting in for Giles Peterson, and you're listening to BBC Six Music. Stay tuned.
Artists can sometimes give us an interesting perspective regarding this most wonderful art form, music.
Kerris Matthews.
Louis Armstrong said, all music is folk music. I've heard no horse sing. Chuck Berry, he said, music is science. Everything is science. Because science is the truth.
Damn gone will mail or a suitor operator for telling me a tale.
Bob Dylan, a song is anything that can walk by itself.
Oh, get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell.
Every Sunday, we plunder the archive for some of the best interviews and fabulous recordings from all genres and eras.
Kerris Matthews on BBC Radio 6 Music.
This Sunday morning from 10.
precious to which to bear. Leave for the other side. Gonna take all that'll die. Not long what a ride.
You're listening to Madeline by the Dirty Column. And before that was probably the first, one of the only times I think I've heard a Hoover on record, a real Hoover, not like a Hoover synth. That's actually someone's vacuum cleaner. Actually, that's Don Christensen's vacuum cleaner, because Don Christensen is an implog who made Holland Tunnel Drive, that fantastic record back in 1980. So I actually used on a mix CD called Bugged In a few years ago as well. That is an astoundingly weird and wonderful record, which is how I feel about a lot of the records actually previous to that. Rocket USA by Suicide. There's going to be more coming up after the news. Stay with me, I'm Errol Alkin, sitting in for Giles Peterson on Six Music.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 4:30, I'm Nikki Cardwell. Four people, including a one-year-old boy, have died in Sheffield after the people carrier they were travelling in was hit by a car which was being chased by police. Three others are seriously ill in hospital. Three men have been arrested. The former Transport Minister, Joe Johnson, who resigned over Theresa May's Brexit strategy yesterday, has hinted that more ministers may do the same. Mr Johnson says it would be a democratic travesty if people aren't given a vote on any deal. The Conservative Brexiteer Bill Cash says it's about control of our laws.
Frankly, a lot of the other matters about trade deals and about the backstop and about Northern Ireland, about all the other economic questions, are subsidiary but very, very important to the fundamental question, do you control your laws? Because if you get control of your laws, then you can comply with the wishes of the general election electorate, and you can comply with the referendum itself.
A woman's been badly burned after acid was thrown in her face on a doorstep in Edinburgh yesterday evening. The 37-year-old was attacked when she answered the door to a man in a tracksuit. Flash floods in Jordan are now known to have killed at least 12 people. Nearly 4,000 tourists were evacuated from the ancient city of Petra. Tom Ayats from Belgium was there.
Some local people on horses were yelling at the tourists, run, run as fast as you can. They pointed out the direction. We didn't know what to do. We didn't know what to expect. And after a while, after 3 minutes, a big flood were coming between the canyon down. So it was really a chaos. A lot of panic.
And the French President Emmanuel Macron and the German Chancellor Angela Merkel have laid a wreath and unveiled a ceremonial plaque at a war memorial in France where the armistice was signed 100 years ago. 70 world leaders are in France for a weekend of commemorations. Six Music News, your next updates in an hour's time.
Six. Now on BBC Sounds.
This
is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Six Music.
Thank you.
Close to infinity.
sure you recognise this track as being the B-52s. Give Me Back My Man, this time covered by Carla Del Forno as part of a covers album that she has just put out. I believe it's cassette only. There's some pretty inspired covers on there, well worth checking out if you like the sound of that. And before that, you heard a record that just absolutely stopped me in my tracks the first time I heard it. It's just been reissued on Dark Entries. They are called Stroyer Duo, comprised of a couple of brothers by the name of Hans, Peter and Ernst. And the album, I'm going to try to pronounce this properly, is Flugzeug Madagascar. Coming up next, it's a bit of a change of mood. This is Atlantis by John Ford.
I'm
Another record which I suppose unfairly released as a B-side. That is Sylvester, I Need Somebody to Love Tonight, absolutely beautiful record. And before that, another lovely record by John Ford, Atlantis, taking us, I suppose, slightly into more disco-y kind of waters at the moment, which will continue after this trail. Stay listening, stay tuned. I'm Errol Alkin, sitting in for Giles Peterson on BBC Six Music.
Six Music.
Stick a violin on anything and get people to cry. Like, there was never going to be anything manipulative about this film, because it is emotional.
This week on Sound and Vision with me, Miranda Sawyer, and joined by Carey Mulligan.
For Inside Llewyn Davis, we had to record the music before we shot the film, and then we did this concert, and then they got people like Rhiannon Giddens and Patti Smith to come.
Not intimidating, then.
Like an average Saturday night for me.
This is Sound and Vision.
It's a show where actors and directors discuss the musical moments from their films,
and sometimes music outside their films.
And you've also sung on a Belle and Sebastian track, which not many people have.
It was crazy. I remember sitting outside and kind of going through it with them. I was like, do whatever you want me to do, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Sound and Vision with Carey Mulligan.
Sunday afternoon from 1.
Six Music.
Thank you.
That's Asher Puthley, Space Talk, a bit of a classic, beautiful, beautiful disco record. We're going to kind of move into slightly different music now, maybe a bit more kind of weirder club territory. There's going to actually be a mix, a 30-minute mix at the end of the show coming up in 30 minutes' time. Stay tuned for that, as there'll be some exclusive stuff in there as well, from what I know.
BBC
Radio 6
Music.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
To surf across quite a few different moods in the opening 2 hours of this show already. This is definitely something a bit more calming for your Saturday afternoon. Wherever you are, tuned in, hope it's having that desired effect. This is by an artist by that goes by the title of SMX. It is called Mono, and I believe it's from an EP called Hinterland. Coming up next is something brand new from Drew Orbison, and then after that we're going to start taking the music into some other territories that we've not visited yet on the show. Hope you're enjoying what you're hearing already. I'm Errol Alkin, sitting in for Giles Peterson on BBC Six Music. Listen to something brand new from Joyo, aka Joe Orbison, Sin Palter, which I believe is part of a mini album. Come up next, something else new by Marie Davidson called So Right. Thank you. underneath me right now is DJ Bowlcut. Yep. I'm sure that's not his real name, but the track is definitely called Aurora Borealis, and that's on a 12 titled Excursions number 5. I don't really know much about DJ Bowlcut, but I really do like that record. Before that was Marie Davidson, track called So Right, and her album's been causing quite a bit of a stir recently. Definitely worth checking out. So, we're coming into the last 40 minutes of the show. I've got a mix coming up in 10 minutes. But first, we have a small break, and then we'll be amping it up a little bit more after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this particular time, I'm Iggy Pop. I'm still at it. I could probably just keep it down here and not get too interested or excited. Part of my role as a DJ on a responsible outlet is to keep it cool.
Whoa!
This is Iggy Pop.
Twisting, turning, probing. He wanders far afield. I know you're gonna love it. Just open up your head and listen. Ah, yeah.
Iggy Confidential.
For something completely different, this is The Confidential Show.
Available now on the BBC Sounds app.
Yeah.
You're listening to Dance It All Out by DJ Monchon, out on Razor and Tape. Really quite interesting re-edit series. Disco tracks, quite a few obscurities, ones that feature quite a lot in some of my more disco orientated or leaning DJ sets. And before that was something I actually been playing in lots of my sets. It's an absolutely fantastic record from 1988 by Zazu Bikayi. It's the B-side to a track called Guilty, which sounds very much like kind of Prince. You should check it out as well, because it's lovely. I was going to play that, but I kind of lent more towards the Afro-Acid mix of Nakenda, which is on the B-side. But in the club, when I'm DJing, I actually play the techno dub, which, yes, it doesn't have the vocals in. But you know what? Hearing it just now, I'm actually probably lean back towards that way. Anyway, both of them are fantastic. So that's out there now, because I believe it has just been reissued on vinyl. Go get it. So coming up next is a 30-minute mix from me based on, I suppose, a lot of music that I'm playing in clubs at the moment. Hopefully will translate down into your radio speaker. And also, if you wish, it can download into the brand new BBC Sounds app, which just launched last week. Basically, the BBC Sounds combines all radio and podcast content from across the BBC. So loads of shows, a wide variety of music that gets played on the network. And coming up after the news will be this 30-minute mix. And the first track in this mix is something brand new from me. It's the first record I've made under my own name in about 5 years. So you'll be hearing that track and much more. Many other records from my current DJ set will be coming up after the news. Stay tuned.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
BBC News at 5.30, I'm Nikki Cardwell. The former Transport Minister Joe Johnson has said it would be a democratic travesty not to have a fresh Brexit referendum. Mr Johnson quit the government yesterday in protest at Theresa May's strategy for leaving the EU. The Conservative MP Philip Lee also stood down in June for the same reason.
Ultimately, this will not pass unless the Labour Party, the front bench of the Labour Party, I might add, decides to play silly games with us. If, on the other hand, the Labour front bench decides to vote against the deal and whips accordingly, I do not see how this deal passes if everybody stays true to the words that they have said publicly.
The French President Emmanuel Macron and the German Chancellor Angela Merkel have been marking the centenary of the end of the First World War. They visited the site near Paris where the armistice was signed in 1918. Roy Whiting, the man convicted of murdering the schoolgirl Sarah Payne 18 years ago, has been attacked by fellow inmates.